And it's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Hi, Marcia.
Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
Life is good. Well, I've been trying to reflect on my week, and it's actually the last couple of weeks. Maybe it's even the last couple of months. And I've been trying to think about what's been going on because I keep been feeling derailed, you know. And so I was trying to think about how to tell that story. And often I think it's helpful to reflect on our life using a metaphor. You know, it's as if, you know, I've done check-ins with folks. Instead of saying, tell me about, you know, what's up, say, what's your life like? It's as if. And if someone says, my life is as if I'm a small fish swimming at the mouth of a whale, you get a feeling, you know, you get a powerful metaphor.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about my last few months and what I've been thinking about telling a story from a book I just put out called What Have I Mythed? These are little myths. And it really describes the struggle I've been having. And I think a lot of folks have this when you're trying to make something happen and you keep getting derailed.
Okay.
So it's called monkey movement. Once upon a time, a little monkey kept swinging into trees. Not through the trees in the jungle, but directly into them. Not only did this seriously slow his progress, it hurt. Each day he would try to follow the rest of the monkeys. And each day he would hit a tree. Or two, or three. One day he realized he had to try another way to keep from getting so banged up. He would have to walk. Very pleased with his innovative idea, the monkey gleefully climbed down to the ground. He began to walk while looking up to follow the other monkeys. They were swinging very fast, so the monkey had to walk faster and faster until he was running. He was running as fast as he could, looking up to follow the other monkeys when he hit another tree. A soft tree. When he looked up, he realized it was not a tree at all. It was the very tall leg of an elephant. The monkey had never personally talked to an elephant before. They were huge. "What are you doing on the ground, little one?" the giant gray beast gently asked as she used her trunk to help the monkey stand.
"My mom says I have SDD, swinging deficit disorder. I keep swinging into trees. She says it's hopeless. So today, I decided to be creative and walk instead."
"It seems you have a walking deficit disorder, too. And worse, on the ground, there are plenty of animals who would like you for lunch."
"Oh, right. I forgot about the lions. I guess I could just always run up a tree when I see one."
"Right. Like when you saw me? I don't think that's the best plan. This could be a problem." The elephant paused and asked, "Why do you keep hitting trees?"
"I don't know. I guess it's just who I am. I try really hard not to hit trees. Every day I tell myself, this will be the day I will miss all the trees. I'll concentrate on not hitting them. But I still do. It's very embarrassing, and no other monkeys want to be seen with me."
"No wonder you're having trouble. Would you like to try an experiment?" Seeing the monkey nod, the elephant continued, "Climb up this tree and tell me what you see." So the little monkey climbed high into the tree, so high that the elephant looked no bigger than a lion cub.
"Okay, I'm ready. What's next?"
"Tell me what you see."
"Trees. More trees. And yes, over there, trees."
"Well, that makes sense. We are in a jungle, after all. Now make your eyes squinty until everything is a bit blurry. Now tell me what you see."
"I see some dark lines and some light color.
That's it. The light. That's where the space is. In the space, you can move freely. Listen closely. You want to focus on the light. Follow the light."
"Follow the light?" the monkey said, disbelieving the elephant. "Well, I might as well try. It's better than being a lion's lunch."
So the monkey squinted his eyes tightly and saw the light spaces and began to swing. Slowly, then faster and faster.
"I haven't hit a tree. I've missed all the trees," the little monkey yelled joyfully and gleefully. And then, "Ow, I did it again. Oh, it'll never work. Once swinging deficit disorder, always swinging deficit disorder."
"Take a breath. Listen closely. Focus on the light. Remember when you did it freely and fast? Remember, it is possible for you. Focus on that. If you hit a tree, it is just a reminder to refocus." Desperate and tired of his ever-present headache and achy body, the monkey tried again. He squinted his eyes, remembered swinging freely, and followed the light. One swing, then two, then three, then four. Again, he moved faster and faster, always following the light. He did it so long, his arms were tired and he was out of breath, and he climbed down to thank the elephant. "How do you feel, little one?"
I'm happy, and I'm exhausted," the little monkey said haltingly, trying to catch his breath.
So do you think you can go where you want to go now without hurting yourself? Asked the elephant as she slowly turned away.
Well, I'll probably still hit a few trees, the monkey said as he began to climb. But I used to think that meant I was a loser. But now the bumps are just reminders to go back and refocus on the light.
Journey well, little one, said the elephant as she walked out of sight. Journey well.
Nice. That was wonderful.
Thank you. So the question I'm asking myself is, how do I keep refocusing on the light? And how do I remember that when I hit the bumps? And I think that we all hit bumps when we're trying to make something happen. So how to be gentle with ourselves when we do that.
And, I mean, do you have any pointers for people who are sort of struggling with staying focused? I mean, as far as moving forward, what will help them with focus?
The first thing is to just notice that you're being hard on yourself. Notice the messages you're giving yourself. I know when I hit a tree, I go right to where the monkeys. See, it's not possible, can't do it, I'm not. So how do we, just noticing that and then practicing compassion. Did I do the best I could? What can I learn from this? It's a totally different mindset. And then remember, if we have a way to keep in front of us what we want to make happen, you know, what kind of person I want to be, do I want to be more patient, do I want to eat healthy, do I want to work in a different way? If we have a way to keep it in front of us, like an image or a picture or words, that we can kind of, again, just refocus on that. But that's the light. And ask ourselves, okay, so I'm here now. What do I do today with what I want to make happen?